This is WKSU's Shuffle. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz. An eclectic nine-piece Cleveland band that uses music to confront issues of racism, oppression, and police violence is reflecting on this moment of social change. For this week's Shuffle, I talked with Mourning a Black Star about their role in the wake of George Floyd's death that has sparked a global movement.
I can't breathe. No, it ain't your hands choking me. It's history out of hand with police.
In 2018, I talked with Mourning a Black Star vocalists James Longs and Kyle Kidd about the band's sophomore album, The Garner Poems. Its title track repeats the phrase, I can't breathe, amplifying Eric Garner's last words when he died after New York City police placed him in a chokehold in 2014. Longs explained the deeper meaning behind the phrase, also the last words of George Floyd in Minneapolis this past May.
It's an anthem of sorts because it happens to African Americans quite often where you're being put in a situation where you can't breathe, you can't expand, you can't be yourself, you can't relax, you can't feel safe. I go out and if the lights start flashing behind me, there is a different experience. It's not like, oh, what did I do?
You physically can't breathe.
Physically can't breathe because it's like, okay, this could go any number of ways. And I know a lot of people hear that and think that, oh, come on. But that's the facts.
I can't breathe. I can't breathe.
When we talked 2 years ago, you mentioned that, you know, your goal was to get this music out to as many people as possible so that people could hear this.
Right.
And hopefully be touched by it in a way that, you know, sparks of movement. It just seems like it was almost foreshadowing this moment.
It's the Black Americans' experience. I mean, it's a shame that I have three police incidents that I can recall, you know, and it's just the norm of existence. But the thing that matters most to me is that people that don't experience that are recognizing it as actually true. And I think it's really important for African Americans to forgive people for what they don't know. We reached the moment where we see the same thing. And now together we can move forward in terms of implementing a plan to change these unfortunate truths. And that's what's happening.
You know, there's been this veil. And it's not a veil because, you know, this veil has just been drawn over people's faces. A lot of people have held it there due to comfortability. I think now this veil is being ripped off because it's in your face, it's in your front yard, it's in your backyard, and you have to deal with it. It's the feelings around it, the emotions, the actual tangible feelings that it's here is very different than it was in 2018, with it being so broad now across the world of people feeling it all at the same time.
It's like they're playing different games, chasing
In May, Mourning a Black Star released a new album called The Cycle that Kid says expands on themes involving the experience of Black life in America, but with a heavy emphasis on the human condition and how different it can be for each individual.
We're talking about this cycle that we're continuing to go in. Like, you know, where does the break in the cycle happen? How do we get to that break? And I think with all that's going on now, we're feeling this break in a cycle. You know, it comes with a lot of birthing pains because you're birthing something new and you're having to rid yourself of the old. And so this album speaks to that. You know, you're entering into something that is untouched ground and you're trying to really figure out like, well, where do I stand in this? But it also gives a landscape of what breaking a cycle can look like.
You know, as a band, it has to be a bit frustrating that you can't go out during this time and perform some of these songs that really represent this movement. Is that a challenge for you right now?
It is. And it is frustrating that in this time when we want to contribute wholeheartedly to this movement or be a part of it, the best way we can do that or the way we do that most effectively is not really possible right now. So We're trying to do it other ways, you know, social media and be involved and lending money or donating money to causes we believe in. But I like to emote. I like to sing. I like to communicate and have that one-on-one or one-on-1,000 connection with the audience and really connect and feel like we are having a conversation and we are having a hug of sorts. And we're consoling each other in this situation that we find ourselves in.
You know, it's a divine opportunity for us to reevaluate and recalculate exactly what we want to do and make greater impact.
That's Kyle Kidd and James Longs of Morning a Black Star. You can find links to their music at WKSU.org. Shuffle is WKSU's regular spin through Northeast Ohio's music scene, Thursdays on Morning Edition.